Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. Amen. Chapter 21. Chapter 21. And we're actually going to look at verse 21. Verse 21. When you have it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. I'll be reading from the King James Version this morning. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And then look at verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for, Lord God, life, health, and strength. We thank you for those who are gathered here this morning. Father God, no one came to see me, Lord, but they all came to see you. No one came to hear me, Father God, but they came to hear you. Lord God, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, we'll just stand still. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. But if I'm too low, Lord God, I ask you to lift me up and put me on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak on this day. Lord God, I ask you right now to forgive me for my many sins, those that I committed that I knew of, Father God, and those that I knew not. Lord God, we thank you for bringing us together today on this magnificent Mother's Day, this beautiful day. Lord God, we just pray that we would receive, Lord, what you would have for us on this day, that we would praise and worship you right now, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. Lord God, that you would give us the wisdom and knowledge to understand your words and your way. Lord God, thank you for the divine Holy Spirit that walks with us and talks with us, Father God, on a daily basis, on a second basis, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for shedding your blood at Calvary. Lord God, that we may have life. Lord God, that we may go with you when you come back to receive us. Lord God, we ask you to just clear our minds and clear our hearts and clear our souls right now of all unrighteousness, Lord God, so that we may receive what you would have for us. Oh God, we just say thank you right now. We say thank you, Father God. Lord God, we say thank you in advance. Oh God, we just ask that you just touch me right now. Touch me right now that I may help somebody. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. I'm sure many of you are wondering this morning, it's Mother's Day, why in the world, Pastor, would you come from a scripture like that? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. I remember some things that my mother told me when I was growing up. When I think about the disciples and their travels with Jesus Christ throughout his 3 years of a ministry on the earth, I think of all the many occasions and that he taught the disciples valuable lessons. When I look back over my own life, I think of all the valuable lessons that my mother taught me. I want to talk about today, a mother helps her children grow powerful faith. A real mother helps her children grow powerful faith. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, people were shouting, people were excited about Jesus being there. Jesus had some work to do. He went in and cleansed the temple out. Amen. He still had some work to do. But on his way to the cross, he passed by a fig tree. And he saw that the fig tree was not bearing fruit. And he just spoke a word. He said in verse 19 of chapter 21. Amen. And Jesus was hungry. And at this particular time of the year, there should have been some figs. There should have been some fruit on the tree. Amen. Now, if you walk by a pear tree, y'all remember we used to walk the neighborhood and you know, old man so-and-so had a pear tree back there, and we try to sneak back there and get one. You expected for there for to be pear trees on that tree in September. Amen. We had family reunion every September in Ladonia. And my great-grandfather's name, we called him Big Pop. And he had a big old pear tree. And I tell you what, nobody better not go to that pear tree without his permission. Amen. And then, you know, he picked the pears and issued them out the way he wanted to. But Jesus was walking, he and his disciples, and they saw this fig tree. Jesus was hungry, and the fig tree didn't have any figs on it. So what did he say in verse 19? Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth. Henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Verse 20 says, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Said, man, Jesus, you just spoke a word and the fig tree just shriveled up. But I'm talking about a mother this morning. Say, how does this all tie in? Well, y'all stay with me. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible tells us faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, when I was growing up, amen, scriptures like that were very common in my house. Daddy went out and made the money, but mama sat down with us and read the Bible to us. Amen? I'm talking about a real mother helps her children grow powerful in faith. Daddy did an awesome job, but mama is the one, amen, that made us read our Sunday school lesson. Amen? And as we look at this, and I see Jesus talking to his disciples, and he's telling them, he's giving them some valuable lessons in life. My mother taught me that, Shannon, you're not going to be around here all your life. You're going to have to leave here. Put me and my brother both out. Good, we had somewhere to go. Amen? We turned 18. Okay, that's it, fellas. Should have put him out twice, but we're not going to go there. But mama helped you grow in faith. Amen? But when I looked at this and I saw where Jesus had told his disciples that if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye say unto this mountain. My brothers and sisters, I've had a lot of mountains. I've had a lot of hills. I've had a lot of valleys in my life. And just because, see, the foundation, mama sets the foundation. Amen? Amen. And mama told me, son, have faith. And she said, it's not going to always be pretty, but you have to lean and depend on God. And the same lesson, and I looked, I said, wait a minute. Mama was teaching me and telling me some stuff that Jesus is telling his disciples. Isn't that good news? Some of y'all in here, you can testify right now and say, I had a mother just like that. And you know what? And if we are brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, then guess what? There ought to be some resemblance. Amen. If we are children of God, there ought to be something about us that looks like God. Every once in a while, somebody will say, you know what? Pastor McGuire act just like Jesus. I didn't say he was Jesus. That's a cult. No, I said act like. Every once in a while, I ought to do something like Jesus. Amen. He told his disciples here, my brothers and sisters, he said, if ye have faith. Do we really have faith? Some of y'all have more faith in these pews than you have in God. Because I'm looking out here, and it's five or six of y'all on every pew. Y'all just plop down on there like it was going to hold you, huh? Didn't even think about it, did you? Why? Because you have faith in the pew. My Bible tells me that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So why are we always walking around kicking rocks talking about so much trouble in my way? I got, really? And God is your father? And you're around here crying and complaining? You know, when I was in school, a lot of the guys didn't understand. They said, man, you be going to the club. Uh-oh. Man, you go out with us every Saturday night, man, and you get up and go to church. Man, what's wrong with you? Something wrong with you, man. You're a hypocrite. You be playing with God. Nah, man, I just don't feel right if I don't go to church. I just didn't feel right. So, y'all, can I be real? Can I be real just for a minute? There was some times, y'all, where I'd go out, and it wouldn't be enough time to really get a good nap in and change and all that stuff. The brother said, I've been there too. And I've been to church a few times with the same stuff. Smelled like black and mild. It's Mother's Day. I'm sorry, Mama. Telling on myself. But if ye have faith and doubt not, see, I knew that God would take care of me. But I knew that the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves. So that's where the church was in me. See, we in the world, but we're not of the world. You know, every once in a while I go somewhere, I used to try to hang out on the east side in Plainview. Y'all don't know where that is. Down at the Blue House. And I go down there and chill. You know, they say, hey, they call me, hey, pretty boy, man, you don't need to be down here with us, man. Man, go, here, man, take this, go get us something to eat and keep the change. God will take care of you no matter where you are. And you know what? When you're brought up the right way, when mama teaches you, when she teaches you the right way, amen, when the foundation is good, you can't deny who you are. Amen? You know, it's amazing now. I show up someplace and fellas start putting their stuff behind them. And they recognize for who you are. Amen? Okay. I told y'all the Lord was taking me all over the place. Then when I saw this thing about faith, y'all remember Paul, don't you? Y'all remember young preacher Timothy? Y'all remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy? Chapter 1, I believe it was, in beginning of verse 5. Y'all remember that? Paul said to Timothy, he said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Wait a minute. He said, Timothy, you're my young protege. You're following after me. You know, I'm staying in contact with you because I need you to take care of that church down there. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, Timothy has some faith in him. I mean, it's almost, we're really gonna talk about faith today. But a real mother will teach you what true faith is in God. Look at this. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first, in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. Fruit don't fall very far from the tree. Young mothers, you got a big job. Amen. When you look at the foundation of young preacher Timothy, you see that it all began. There was no thunder and lightning. Amen. But there was a grandmother and a mother. Hallelujah. I talk about big mama all the time when I preach. See, we don't have big mamas anymore. Amen. That's why some of us in the trouble we're in. Amen. Big mama, 35. Lord have mercy. I'm going to leave that alone. But when I call remembrance the unfeigned faith in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. See, women have been doing their job for a long time. Amen? Most churches you show up at, you know, where are the men at? Two or three fellas sitting on the front row with their arms folded, sleep. That's why I try to keep these brothers out the front row. It's just something about the front row that make you go to sleep. But this young brother, he's all right. But we see that even in Timothy, amen, Paul trusted him, and Paul continued to give him instructions, but the faith began with the faith in who? In his grandmother and his mother. That's why it's important for your kids to see you pray. I'm finna tell some family stuff, you know, when you become a preacher, you can do that. But I remember, amen, there were some times at our house where things weren't exactly perfect. And when things got a little rugged, a little rough, I remember mom and daddy would go talk to the preacher. And it seemed like when we go talk to the preacher, we get back home, everything would be a little bit better. Amen? So I learned at a young age how important God was, how important prayer was, how important having faith in what you ask God for was. And that's what he has told his disciples, amen, in the book of Matthew. Fellas, have faith, because whatever you ask for, if you believe, it's going to happen. May not come when you want it, but it's on time. Amen? You know, and the thing about it is, we really struggle, my brothers and sisters, because we stop praying. Mothers have stopped praying. We would rather fuss and fight with each other than pray. We'd rather bust them upside the head than pray. Sometimes that don't even work. Because, mama, what you don't understand is he's in a gang and he fought 15 dudes 3 months ago. And you hit him upside his head, ain't going to do nothing. Amen. He would jump in a gang, fought 15 dudes, and still standing. So what we have to do, we have to switch up what we fight with. Hallelujah, somebody. And I know that my mother was praying for me. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. All right. That one was not good enough for y'all. Okay. I got another one. Romans chapter 8. Mama taught me some valuable stuff. When I look in my rear view, I can remember all of these things. When I play the tape back, I remember all of these things that my mama told me, the things that she taught me. Romans 8 and verse 35 says, see, evidently Timothy's grandmother and mother knew something about these scriptures too. Because I learned at a young age that the words of God were actually true. And look at this in chapter 8 and verse 35 of the book of Romans. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? See, I don't know about you, but I've been through a few things in my life. Some of you have been through a whole lot more than I have. But I want to help you out this morning. And talking about a good mother helps her children grow powerful faith. And if we share the word of God with our children, my brothers and sisters, look at things like this, they'll learn. Amen? Who shall separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ? And the thing about it is, the world doesn't love any of us. The world is wanting to kill, steal, and destroy every last one of us who proclaim to be a child of God. Amen? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, verse 36, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Look at your neighbor and tell him we're more than conquerors. For I am persuaded that neither death, hallelujah, somebody, I'm talking about some things that mama taught me. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm glad my mama told me about Jesus. Ain't God all right? My brothers and sisters, If we look back at some of the things that our mother told us, we would know that we are better people, amen, because of what she shared with us. But there comes times in our lives where, just like the prodigal son, we go off and do our own thing. Amen. But a real woman of God, a real mother, will still continue to fight, will still continue to pray, will still continue to help her child grow in faith. Amen. I believe that there was a woman in Matthew chapter 15. I know people don't like it because it's all Bible. Y'all rather me talk about some current events. But in chapter 15, verse 23, there was a Canaanite woman that came before Jesus. Verse 21 says that then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and she cried unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." So her daughter has a problem. It didn't say that she went to the palm reader. It didn't say that she called Dr. Phil. It didn't say that she called her doctor and got put on some powerful medication. But it says that she went directly to Jesus. But look what Jesus did. A real mother will stand her ground. Amen. But he answered her not a word. Sometimes he doesn't say anything. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she cried after us." But he answered and said, "I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." See, a real mother, it doesn't matter if she doesn't feel adequate. It doesn't matter if she feels a little bit different. If she comes to God, amen, she comes to him in spirit and in truth. And the Bible says that she came and she worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." I believe that every mother here can say that there's been a time in her life where she had to just say, "Lord, help me." When you don't know what to do and you don't know where to turn, sometimes you just have to say, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said unto him, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." I believe that this woman went to God humbly. Amen. She didn't go to him with a puffed up spirit. She didn't go up to him and say, "God, you better do this and you better do that." But she came and she worshiped the Lord. And I believe that, my brothers and sisters, that some of our success today is because mama went to God and she worshiped God on our behalf. Hallelujah, somebody. I know that everybody says that every tub got to set on its own bottom, but I'm here to tell you that I believe that in my life I have lived off of some of my mama's prayer. Hallelujah, somebody. Are y'all going to pray with me this evening? And the Bible says here, he says, and she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." You know, when it falls from the master's table, just a little bit can mean a whole lot. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Hallelujah. I believe that because of this woman had faith,